Watch out! It's the next crop!
Great new Australian music.
Oh, God!
On Triple J.
Hi, I'm Troy.
Hi, I'm Joel.
From the Amity Affliction.
We're from Brisbane.
Full lineup is basically we have Trad on keys, we have Ryan on drums, and Chris, who's Ryan's brother, is on guitar. And Aaron plays bass and sings all the cute bits. And yeah, I play guitar.
And I sing.
He does heaps of stuff on it.
Heaps of stuff? What else do you do?
Well, I scream. I don't actually sing at all. I couldn't sing a note if you tried me.
He actually tried to sing on the new album, but I thought it was kind of cute. Like, he's actually hitting notes now, which is kind of like, it's something a lot of bands are doing now, but I think it suited the album pretty well.
Sounds like a massive lineup. How do you boys all, how do you tour?
The hardest way possible, really. We just like to challenge ourselves. We usually travel in 12-seater commuters, and they're pretty comfortable, but we have 6 people in the band and a 2-person crew normally, which gets expensive with hotels, and like we sort of can't stay at people's houses because it comes a full-blown invasion. But yeah, no, it's a good bunch of people to tour with. There's big personalities in every corner, and makes for good times and bad times, but, you know, that's why you do it.
Are there any particular dynamics to the band interactions on tour that you want to let me in on?
Just having a good time. I think if we don't have a good time, the band plays terrible and we don't enjoy ourselves, which is why we're playing shows. So I think keeping things light, not taking ourselves seriously, just trying to enjoy the shows as much as we can. Sometimes it's very hard. Like, you turn up, you haven't slept. Last thing you feel like doing is listening to your own songs. But once you get playing, it's all fun. And that's exactly it. Just getting in that frame of mind that we're there to have a good time. I think that's our biggest dynamic. I think it rubs off on the crowd too, because the reactions for this tour have been brilliant. They've been really, really good.
Have you been around Australia much?
Heaps.
Pretty much every nook and cranny now.
We did like 7 months of touring last year in Australia, which is nuts. And I think that if we hadn't have done that, maybe our record might not have sold any copies. I think we've just tried as hard as we can to see as many people as we can, as much as we can. So
that's it. Always familiar faces in every town in Australia. We can go to Uluru and there'll be a friendly face if you look hard enough. But I'm like, there's definitely friends all over the country now, and I feel like we've established this network of friends that look after our band, and then we try and do the same for our friends. If we can ever do anything for them, we do that. But keeping things positive with our mates, and that makes it easy to travel the country.
And you literally travel to towns. You're not just in capital cities?
Oh, everywhere. Love it.
What are some of the craziest places you've been?
We played Port Lincoln.
Which was amazing.
That was
great Australian bite.
Incredible.
Jenny.
I don't really know what to say about that town. It was amazing.
Like, we drove for 9 hours west of Adelaide, and we didn't know what the hell was going to happen because we didn't know whether we were getting paid for the show. Like, the tour was just falling to pieces.
We rocked up and the promoter was like in a shed smoking weed. And he's like, check out my computer setup, man. And I'm like, all right, cool.
One of those.
Where's the show? And he's like, just down the road, man. It's cool. Don't worry about it. And there ended up being a few hundred people there, I think.
There was like 400 people in this little room. And the kids went spastic. It was great. And then we stayed at a little caravan park. They had a big party at the caravan park anyway after the show, and ended up meeting a lot of interesting people. Found out that surfers surf with screwdrivers in their wetsuits because the sharks are so bad there, which was like a bit of a deterrent because I wanted to go for a swim. Don't like sharks. And anywhere, like right up north, been to Townsville, Cairns. We've stopped doing a lot of north stuff recently because it's not very viable to tour. Just keep doing the east coast up and down. And now we're going to Perth for only our second time at the end of this tour.
Which is good. We're going to hang out with Anime Fire. And they're our mates.
Yeah, a lot of mates over there.
Except we're not going to Rockingham. Sorry.
No.
Hate
Sorry,
that town.
WA. Some guy punched me when we were playing. And
ooh.
There were 3 fights. We ended up walking off stage.
Yeah.
There was 1 fight, and I was like, look, we don't like fighting. Can you stop it? And then there was another one, and I was like, 1 more fight, and we're just going to stop playing. And there was 1 more fight, so we just
And that was me
playing.
Getting punched. So
yeah, so we just walked off stage. So, I don't know.
Just
I'm,
angry
I'm not
out
down
there.
With fighting.
Surprisingly, like, people think because the band's affiliated with, I guess, some form of fight dancing and the like, it's quite heavy. People think that fighting and stuff's okay, but it just ruins everything for everyone. We've lost some of our best venues in Brisbane because of fights and kids not respecting the bands or the venues. So we try and keep that to a minimum and make sure everyone's looking after each other. Because unfortunately, there's a lot of bands that are really promoting that whole let's hurt this and that around us. And
do you think that's actively promoted by bands?
Yeah, oh, definitely. Bands have been actively saying, you know, flog the security guard, they'll pick out a guy in the audience. They say, you know, let's mess with this guy. And it's really unfortunate.
Is there any kind of driving ethos to the Amity Affliction?
We've got a strong stance against suicide and self-harm. That happened because I think it was like 2005. We were playing a bunch of shows and there was an increasing number of kids rocking up with just cuts up and down their arms. And it was a little upsetting for us, kind of seeing them associating our music with that kind of behaviour. So we took a pretty strong stance against that. I mean, High Hopes is mainly about that and not doing it and having the courage to not be a self-harming, self-deprecating sort of person whereby you're, oh, poor me, I'm going to kill myself, because that's really selfish behaviour and we try and steer away from that. But I think while we're still championing that, with our music, I've steered away from it more with my lyrics, and I think this new album is a lot more cathartic for me and a lot more personal than that one, which was, High Hopes was mainly for everyone but me.
Joel, I want to ask specifically about the song that we're going to play, I Heart Roberts.
I Heart Roberts was written by Helmut Roberts, or James Roberts and Aaron, and the song is basically about being in a bit of a struggle when you're in a relationship and things make sense to you as a dude and they don't so much make sense to your girlfriend or your partner or whatever, and they tend to take things out of context and you have a hard time explaining to them and then you just give up. That's why he's like, he lays himself to rest even though he's making perfect sense. It's basically like giving up on an argument because you can't explain yourself properly.